It's SportsCenter Saturday here on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Of course, the hot topic of the day, the SEC, who's in, who's out. Joining us in the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, Jenny Carlson, columnist for The Oklahoman. Jenny, the reaction in Oklahoma today when one member of the Big 12 likely will bounce to the SEC, Texas A&M, of course. What was the reaction there in Oklahoma today?
Well, this has obviously been a hot topic for the last couple of days, and I think people have basically come to terms with it, you know, kind of rumored at the beginning of the week, talk going on, and then it really got boiling by the end of the week. And so I think the fact that Texas A&M looks like they're on the way out the door, looks like a regents meeting on Monday is going to be the final key to get that done. I think most people have kind of come to terms with it. And, you know, they don't really know what the future holds, obviously. Is it going to be a nine-team Big 12 that looks around for some other teams to join? Is it going to be a total disbanding of the league and Oklahoma and Oklahoma State go elsewhere? Obviously, there's a lot of concern and interest in what happens next, but I think people feel like that both schools will end up with something good when it all is said and done.
Well, there's certainly two major schools. Obviously, Oklahoma has been a little bit better recently than Oklahoma State, but that said, are those two schools more likely to try to campaign for other schools to join the Big 12, or are they more likely to go out and join a different conference themselves?
Well, I think that Oklahoma has shown from last year when, you know, this kind of feels like a rewind to 2010, you know, everything that happened then, it seems like it's happening again. But Oklahoma last year was very much out front trying to keep the Big 12 together. Joe Castiglione, their athletic director, and some of their other leaders were out there talking to, you know, other schools about staying put and trying to keep the Big 12 together. And my instincts and from what we're hearing from people are that they would like to do that again. Obviously, there's a good TV deal in place. There's a lot of, strong tradition, not only amongst the schools that are in the Big 12 that have been there since the beginning, but then you talk about a lot of these schools that have played each other for a long time back into, you know, Big 6 and before years. So I think that tradition, they want to keep it together. But at the same time, I think while they're doing that, they're also not going to be caught flat-footed. I think they are looking at what the alternatives are. And my feeling is the best option for Oklahoma and by extension Oklahoma State is a Pac-12. I almost said Pac-10. Of course, that might change again. But I think that they're at least having those conversations about what would they do if the Big 12 was no longer, but at the same time, I think they're pulling really hard to try to get the league to stay together.
Okay, you just brought up something very interesting in terms of the Pac-12. What would get them to want to go there? Would they be out in front, or would they react to another school leaving the Big 12 and then make that move?
Well, I think that it would likely be in concert with several schools. You know, a year ago when conference expansion was going on, you had Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, and possibly Texas A&M looking at a jump with Colorado to the Pac-10. Obviously, Colorado made a decision sort of independent of the rest of those and went ahead and went, and then when nobody else jumped, obviously the Pac-10 looked elsewhere for that 12th team to get them back to an even number. But now I think that if there is a dissolving of the Big 12, I think you would likely see four teams act in tandem. Obviously, A&M is going to the SEC, so they're out of the equation. So you're left with Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, and Texas Tech. I know there's a lot of people talking about Texas potentially staying as an independent if the Big 12 blows up. You know, I know that there's some TV haggling that would have to go on as far as contracts and rules that the Pac-12 currently has in place, but I think Texas would be a huge calling card for the Pac-12. I think that they would work to make that happen, and possibly those four teams go, but I think they would all do it together. I don't think you would see one say, okay, we're going, and then a day later, somebody else. I think in large part, that's because Oklahoma and Texas largely feel like they're better together, and Oklahoma State feel like they're linked together. So you've got sort of those three teams, and then I'm sure Texas Tech would love to follow along and join the fun as well. So I would see that more as a four-team block move than, say, one team jumping out there and saying, all right, this is what we're doing.
It's SportsCenter Saturday here on ESPN Radio, ESPNRadio.com. Jenny Carlson, columnist for The Oklahoman, joining us in the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Evan Cohen with you. Our Doug Gottlieb and Joe Shad both reported this today. I find it fascinating that one of the reasons Texas A&M was intrigued to move to the SEC was that they were kind of jealous. They didn't like the idea that Texas was getting their own network. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, right in your backyard, of course, not that far away from Texas. Are they bothered by that as well?
You know, I don't get the feeling that they are. Both of those schools, both OU and OSU, are interested in getting their own networks. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State have both had some preliminary conversations. Oklahoma, I think, might be a little further along, but Oklahoma State has toyed with the idea of doing some things that might be more in the digital realm as opposed to a broadcast situation. But, you know, they are interested in having a network of their own. So the idea that a school would have a branded network that is theirs, I don't think that they're jealous of that necessarily. I do think that they were very concerned about the idea of high school football games being broadcast on the Longhorn Network. They did not want that to happen because I think they just saw that as a, you know, step outside sort of the rules of recruiting that, you know, at least the sort of the expectations of recruiting, so many rules around recruiting, and then to have high school games on a branded network. I don't think they like that very much, but I don't think that they're against the idea of a network. I think this whole thing with the Longhorn Network just got people at A&M, I think it just got their rancor up again. You know, it made them mad, and it reminded them just how much they don't like Texas. And so when you had that sort of bubbling, and then people start talking about how mad it makes them and all the other things that make them mad, before you know it, you've got full-blown revolution. So I don't necessarily think that the TV situation has caused ill will at OU and OSU. I just think they are of the opinion they want it to be done in a way as equitable as it can possibly be done for all schools involved.
Jenny, it doesn't seem likely, but let's just play this out for a second. You brought up the idea of Oklahoma, Oklahoma State kind of being left in a depleted Big 8, Big 12 kind of conference here. If that were to happen and they could not find their way into the Pac-10, 12, whatever we're up to by then, Bob Stoops' name always comes up for jobs. He's from the state of Ohio. We know that Ohio State is kind of in flux right now. Would this change his opinion about staying at Oklahoma?
You know, that's a great question, and I think until we see what teams are left, I think that obviously, you know, is up for debate. You know, if you've got an 8-team league that we're reporting this afternoon that looks like Missouri is not going to the SEC. Now, granted, everything seems to change minute by minute with this, but if you'd have, say, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, Missouri, which they look like they might get some traction, in football, you know, they did for a while, and they've sort of maintained that, you know, and then obviously the basketball strength that's out there with some of the schools in the north and, well, you know, Texas as well. Oklahoma State has been traditionally good. Oklahoma's had its years. They, you know, Bob Stoops might be inclined to stay if it's the right eight, but, you know, I really think the Big 12 lost a great opportunity to expand a year ago and to get some teams like a TCU, which is now, you know, signed to go play in the Big East in another year. So I think they lost a great opportunity to get some teams that really would want to come and that they would want to be here. So I don't know. It remains to be seen what the league looks like and what Bob Stoops might do. He's always, you know, his name always comes up. You mentioned it. His name always comes up for jobs. Honestly, I think if Bob Stoops moves to me, it might be more like an NFL job, you know, that challenge of going to the NFL. But, as with everything in conference realignment, I guess nothing is for sure.
It's SportsCenter Saturday here on ESPN Radio, ESPNRadio.com. Evan Cohen with you. Jenny Carlson, columnist for The Oklahoman, joining us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline. Let's finish with this. If Oklahoma was given the opportunity to join the SEC, would they?
I don't think so. Everything that we've heard from Oklahoma officials gives us the indication that they're not interested in the SEC for a couple reasons. First, they don't like some of the recruiting stuff that's gone on, you know, the scandals and whatnot over the last few years. They don't want to get involved in that recruiting culture that, you know, has sullied the SEC's reputation somewhat in the last few years. And they don't feel like it's the best fit on the sort of academic rankings, if you will. I think they see the Pac-12 as a more prestigious league when you've got schools like Stanford, Cal Berkeley and the like in that league. Not to say that, you know, your Vanderbilts and whatnot aren't good as well in the SEC, but I think they, when you look at recruiting, when you look at academics, I think they like fits elsewhere. So I don't think they would do the SEC. They were asked a year ago to come to the SEC. The invitation was extended to Oklahoma. David Warren said no, in part because of that, but also in part because at that point the SEC didn't want to invite Oklahoma State. And David Bourne wanted both schools to be in the same conference. So I don't think that OU would go. You know, I would be really, really surprised if that were to happen.
Jenny, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks, Evan.